Paper is titled Structural Changes in United States Cotton Supply Relationships. My co-author is Dr. John Robinson from Texas A&M University. The objective of this paper was to econometrically estimate supply functions for five regions across the United States that's going to be applied later to a spatial equilibrium model. The regions that we used for the United States were based on the old USDA production regions. There may be some confusion here. The USDA had an old set of production regions. They had recently updated a few years ago. And so right now we're working with the older ones. They fit the purposes of this paper. And so the regions listed here are the ones that we've used in the paper. And region one contains North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. Region two contains Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Region three includes Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Missouri. Region four includes Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. And region five includes Arizona, California, and New Mexico. We don't have a map of these regions, so if you could just visualize with me, that'd be great. And we used a dual equation model to estimate these cotton supply functions. We have yield as a function of lagged cotton prices, lagged yield, and weather variables. And the weather, we used dummy variables that represent El Nino and La Nina. And our second equation is acres, which is a function of lagged cotton prices, lagged acres, policy variables, prices of competing crops, and we used corn and soybeans, and lagged net expenses. Our yield function, we used NAFS estimates of yield and cotton prices from 1979 to 2006. The weather effects, we used dummy variables in the years that El Nino and La Nina occurred. We could have used different things, rainfall, temperature from weather stations. We decided to try to use El Nino and La Nina. El Nino causes results in less rain and mild conditions across the northern United States and causes an increase in rain across the southern part of the U.S. La Nina is the opposite. It causes warmer conditions and less rain across the southern U.S. and more rainy conditions across the northern United States. With our acres function, we again use NAFS estimates for acres, price of cotton, price of corn and soybeans that represent our lagged variables. The policy variables were represented as dummy variables for the implementation of the 1981 to 2002 farm bills. For our net expenses, we used USDA cost data. They had budgets from 1975 to 1996, and we had to forecast our own data from 1997 to 2007. Their net expenses on the budget sheet includes seed, fertilizer, chemicals, custom operations, etc. This slide just again goes over some of the cash expense data. The USDA had divided it into their old production regions, so we had to fit it with our regions. The results, region one, which contains North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. The regression for yield had an F-test of 1.971 and R-squared of 0.255. It's a very poor fit. The significant variable was lagged yield, and I have a chart at the end for the elasticities. The regression for acres had an F-test of 19.841, R-squared of 0.921, a very good fit. The significant variables were the 1990-1996 farm bills. These are just some parameter results from the yield equation. We have the beta, t-test, and p-value for all the variables that we used. Again, the bolded number for yield shows that it was a significant variable. And these were the econometric results for acres, and I know it's really hard to see, but I just wanted to put it on here so you would see it. It's in the paper, and you'll be able to understand that a little bit clearly. For Region 2, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, same stuff. Yield has the regression for yield has a very low R-squared, a very poor fit. And acres has a very high R-squared, suggesting a good fit. The significant variables for acres were the lagged price of cotton and lagged acres. And this table shows the parameter results for the yield function, and the intercept here was significant. And these are the econometric results for acres. You can see the price of cotton and the lagged acres were significant. Region 3, which included Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Missouri, the yield regression had an R-squared of 0.407. The elasticity here was a negative 0.213. We can't have a negative elasticity of supply, so we had to exclude that from the results. And the acres here had a really good R-squared with 0.761. Okay. These are the econometric results for yield. That was significant. The lag yield was significant here. Results for acres. Region 4, which includes Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, and I'm sure you guys are more interested in this one. The yield had an F-test of 7.033, R-squared of 0.5, so that was an okay fit. Lagged yield was significant here. The elasticity for yield was 0.028. The regression for acres, the R-squared was 0.9, so that's a very good fit. The significant variables were the policy variables. And these are the results for the yield regression. You can see the yield is significant again. You can see the policy variables here and the acres regression were significant. And Region 5 included Arizona, California, and New Mexico. The R squared was for yield 0.630, the highest out of all the regions. And this was the only region where our weather variable, La Nina, was significant. The elasticity here was a negative 0.147. So that was negative. We took it out of the model. And the acres had a very good R-squared, 0.9. And here are the econometric results for yield. You can see that La Nina and lagged yield were significant. Skip over that one. And these are the elasticity results for each of the five regions that we've been talking about. We have yield, the yield elasticities, acreage elasticities, the total elasticity of supply, which is obtained by adding the yield and acreage elasticities together. And we want to compare that to some FAPRI elasticities just so you can kind of see what our results look like comparatively. Region 3 and Region 5, we had negative elasticity, so we didn't report those. Region 3 and Region 5 also kind of had elasticity similar to FAPRI. So that's just for you to look at. And basically, we forecasted acres very well. We had very high R-squares. Throughout all the regions, we did have a problem estimating for yield. The regressions did not have good fits. This could be due to a few different things. Inadequate model misspecification is one of them. There may have been a variable, an explanatory variable we left out of the model that would have explained what was going on a little bit better. One example would have been boll weevil eradication. That could have been a significant determinant of yield. It's still a work in progress. And weather, we also had a problem with weather. Region 5 was the only one that had a significant weather variable. So El Nino, La Nina may not have done a very good job at capturing weather effects. And another problem this would have been just regular differences in regions. I know Mickey this morning was talking about California's cotton supply diminishing a lot, and so that may have just been something we needed to look at in one particular region and not so much in the others. But we are a work in progress, so we are welcome to any suggestions or comments you might have. And I thank you for your time.